This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's catch up with community reporter Derek Lackey. He's got the latest coming out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hey, good morning, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you?
Doing well, Derek. Just in the first segment of the show, we were talking with CEO and president of CNIB, John Rafferty, and he was alluding to a couple of CNIB programs that people can take advantage of during the course of the holiday season. And you've got a couple here that you wanted to talk about as well, starting with the CNIB Vision Mate program. So tell us about your experience with the program thus far.
Absolutely. The Vision Mate program has been a wonderful program. It's been around since before the pandemic. But really in this pandemic is really where this program has come out to shine. You know, I've been participating as a virtual Vision Mate myself, reaching out a couple times a week to an individual here that's expressed the need for some kind of connection or just to have that communication to break the isolation with someone. And that's what the CNIB has been really here and really helped by taking this Vision Mate program and making it virtual during this pandemic and really allowing it to shine, because beforehand it was an in-person program we could run as well. But now it's really taking the spotlight by being able to reach out to those individuals that may be alone, maybe feel a little extra isolation or down throughout the year because of this pandemic and what it's kind of doing to all of us. And it's really allowed someone from, different places around Manitoba, to reach out and connect over whatever they want to talk about. And I know my conversations have touched on everything from personal situations to just picking each other's brain about, culture and lifestyle, beliefs, and even into technology. So it's been a wonderful program that I've loved being part of. I enjoy my conversations every week that I get to make with the individual that I speak with. And it's been very heartwarming. And I really feel like I've made a completely different level of connection with someone I probably never really would have I've had that experience without the Vision Mate program. Mm.
Derek, when we first flashed you on screen, I did not catch that you were wearing a Santa hat and that your Christmas tree is behind you. So I can tell you're really in the spirit of the season. But just going a bit further into the Vision Mate program here, especially around a time like the holidays, how important are programs like these?
These programs are absolutely and fundamentally vital for people. I mean, you know, this pandemic has really taken a number on the best of us, even those of us who get out and have the chance either just to get out and walk like myself, or even those who have to go to some form of employment and going to the office. It's been kind of few and far between. So for those of us that maybe the elderly or some of us like myself, I don't have employment, but at least I have a toddler to keep me busy and get me out of the house, you know. Not all of us have someone at home, right? So being able to, you know, have someone reach out on a weekly basis and just touch base and check in and say, you know, like, hey, how are you doing this week? How's it going? You know, you experience anything new? What do you want to talk about? You know, and just be, not a listening ear, but a hearing ear, and being able to connect with someone and allowing them to express what they're going through. I know for the individual I speak with, they've mentioned that it's an absolutely huge, it's a huge honor and a huge connection to be able to make during a time like this, and it's really helped to make a difference in their life. So,
Derek, that's sort of a lot of great one-on-one opportunities to develop those really personal, intimate connections. But there's also a couple opportunities coming up down the pipeline here, both the CNIB Cozy Christmas Chat, which is virtual, as well as the Bringing in the New Year virtual chat. So, tell us about these upcoming virtual chat events.
Perfect. So the Cozy Christmas Chat's taking place on Christmas Eve at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, this program, as well as the Bringing in the New Year program, are run and led by Ashley Nemeth from the CNIB. She's in Saskatchewan, so it all runs on, unfortunately, our Central Standard Time here in the middle of the country.
The one true time zone.
Yeah, we are the time zone. So these both chats are taking place at about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Central Standard Time. You know, Cozy Christmas Chat's going to be a great way to connect with others across from Canada. And, you know, just break the maybe the solitude or the isolation of you know, bringing in the holiday season if you're alone. Or just being able to reach out and connect with others across the country and just find out, hey, you know, like, what are you guys doing in Ontario? What are they doing in Victoria or even Newfoundland? You know, like, what kind of traditions do you have? And maybe certain holiday treats that you guys like to cook, maybe from across the country or from different cultures that are, you know, all spread across this country. So this will be a great way to kind of just reach out, talk to people about Christmas, about favorite songs, favorite treats, you know, traditions that maybe we all have as individuals. And as well, when we, you know, get to bringing in the new year, taking place on December 31st, New Year's Eve, it can all be talked about, you know, what was the last year like, and what kind of hopes and expectations are we holding, you know, dear in our hearts for this new coming year, and you know, hoping that we, you know, eventually get beyond this pandemic, and what our lives are going to be like, and what we're hoping to be able to accomplish, you know, and that's what really the new year's all about, right? Is being able to look at, you know, the possibilities of a brand new year and what it could bring for us as individuals and for our families and friends, right?
Yeah. When I think about the new year, I do think of it as a little bit as different from Christmas, right? Christmas can be like a very, it's festive and it's fun, but it's also, there's sort of a focus to it. Whereas New Year's, that's a great opportunity to be a little more social and maybe even have a little bit of a different brand of fun.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what it's all about. You know, the holiday season, I really focus on it. It's about being with my family and just spending that time, especially because of last Christmas. You know, this year I'm really looking forward to the fact that, you know, being that there's many of us are all vaccinated and we're allowed to get together in groups now, that there's always been a tradition in my family on Christmas Eve that we went over. Both sides of my parents' families, where everybody came over, we did dinner, we hung out, we started singing songs, and then, you know, quote unquote, Santa Claus would make an appearance, which I have been doing since I was 15 years old. I took over from my dad and my uncles before me, so I've been doing this now for quite some time, you know, 23 years going on now. And last year was the first year in all the years that I wasn't able to, you know, do my Santa Claus routine, where it was, you know, I bring in ornaments to the kids and I brought them on, and even the older ones who knew it was me, you know, embarrassing them and having some fun with them because they knew it was Uncle Derek, you know, dressed up and getting them was part of the joy of it, and just having fun and seeing what kind of funny jokes Santa Claus could make this year. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to that this year and being able to get into that, because now I'm able to pass this tradition on to my son, where now he gets to get the interest of seeing Santa Claus and the wonder and the excitement when he sees him showing up. So the Christmas time is really about my family and being able to get back with them. And then, like you're saying, with New Year's, it can be a little more, you know, future oriented, and you can really have that daydreamer kind of phase where you can
loosey goosey. It's a little loosey goosey.
Really look at it going like, what can, like, if this pandemic, if we can get beyond it, what can I do this year? What do I want to try and do, and what we're trying to accomplish? And I know one thing for me is I'm really hoping everything works out sooner rather than later, but I'm prospectively looking at possibly getting my first CNIB guide dog this year.
Oh, right on.
If I get the call early enough in the year, maybe summertime or fall, I'll be heading out your guys' way. And I'm hoping that really works out for me, because I've been waiting for a couple of years now, and I'm I'm really waiting to hope that this pandemic subsides enough that I can get out there.
Oh, right on. That's something to look forward to and keep our fingers crossed for. Derek, just before we let you go, I mean, obviously we're in the festive season talking about some of these great virtual chats available, but you want to talk about an opportunity at the Assiniboine Park and Zoo for folks to get into the season as well.
Absolutely. So this, like you're saying, was one kind of final note. The Assiniboine Park and Zoo has always been fantastic with the CNIB helping us out by either donating some tickets or making or arranging special events. And it's no different this year. We did want to let people know that if they should choose that they would like to actually maybe get out and have a wander through the zoo, because there are a huge number of lights and stuff set up there, as well as checking out some of the, you know, animals like the snow leopard and the polar bears. We do have some free individual as well as some family tickets available at our CNIB office. And if anybody is interested in maybe picking up one or two of those tickets to get out this holiday season, they're only good until Christmas or New Year's Eve. So we do need to reach out and contact Joanne Fabian at our local office here. And our phone number here is 204-774-5421. Ask for Joanne Fabian and reach out and let her know you're interested in getting some of those tickets that are available. And then instead of staying in the house, you can actually get out and have a wander through our zoo in the wintertime and check out the beautiful scenery and the environment there during winter.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just bundle up a little bit with that Winnipeg winter. And Derek, we're going to make sure to put all that contact information up on our blog after the show so folks can reach out to Ashley for some of these virtual chats or reach out to Joanne for some of these passes at Assiniboine, ami.ca/nowblog. Derek, it's the last time I'm talking to you before the holidays, so all the best to you and the family, and good luck reprising your role as a stand-in Santa Claus.
Absolutely, no problem. Thank you very much, Dave, and happy holidays to you too.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.